on the bottom of the base on the base. Yosef Amar Gzera Mishum Peros Hanoshim. Gzera explains the machlokas of Beisil and Beishame in the Mishnah, whether the egg that's laid on Yontif is mutter osir, because of the Gzera Peros Hanoshim. Beisil holds of the Gzera and Beishame doesn't hold it. What's the Peros Hanoshim? Rashi. Rav Yosef Amar, time of the Beitz of Betarnigolus, Omeris Lachila, Ukedokimna. Beisil de Asrei Mishum Peres Hanoshim Min Ha'ilim B'Shabbos. It's talking about a chicken that is set aside for eating, and therefore the problem is not mukta. The problem is a gzeira because of fruit that falls off a tree on Shabbos, which is asur to eat, because we're afraid that you may go up on the tree and pick more fruit. Because Solka died, the hashtag Zera Himishum Paris Hanoshim. The Lo Nachlinu. So Anomi, the Paris Hanoshim, the Ilindamia Shavzu Pri Hanoshim. The egg is similar to a fruit that fell off a tree, right? It was connected to the Tarnagolas, and then it was separated, and now it's laid. So we're afraid that if people will think that if you're allowed to eat this egg, you're allowed to eat fruit that fell off the tree. And they'll come to take fruit off the tree on Shabbos. Where it says, Peres Hanoshim Tamamai, Gzeira Shemi Yala V'Yiklosh. The whole reason why Peres that fall off a tree on Shabbos are usher to eat are because we're afraid that if you let him eat the Peres that fell off the tree, he'll go and pluck other Peres. He gufa Gzeira. The whole isser of eating Peres that fall off the tree is a Gzeira. V'ana Nekim V'Nigz Gzeira L'Gzeira. This is a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Don't eat the egg because you may come to eat the fruit. And if you eat the fruit, you may come to tear it off the tree. That's a gzera gzera. Shmura says, kula chad gzera. It's all one gzera. In other words, when they assered peris hanoshin, fruit falling off the tree, they included eggs in that because it's similar. It's not that they made a gzera peris hanoshin and then they made another gzera of eggs because of peris hanoshin. But they included eggs in the original gzera of peris hanoshin. Rashi, liyitlosh davisura deraisa. And if you'll come to what's it called to pluck it off the tree, it'll be an issur d'oraisa. The Hainu Kotzer, Shehu Av Malacha. Right? And the Maisa, they asked, the Chora on Yontif, what's it called? On Yontif, it's not Osir. Right? Yontif, what's it called? The Chora, Ksira should be Mutter on Yontif. It's Ochel Nefesh. Where's the Kasha? Tosis. Tosis is the Kasha. And Tosa says, no, it's not the case. What's it called? The Yerushalmi learns that the only malachas that are mutter, mishum ochel nefesh, are from Lisha and beyond, and onward. But anything before Lisha is not mutter from ochel nefesh on Yontif. It's not only a derabbanan, it's osur min ha-torah. What? Talking about Sidur HaPas. Shechita is not part of that. Okay. It says, what's it called? It's Snichas, which is Shmartim Esamatzos, and Kol Asher Yei Ochel Lechol Nefesh. So in that, those malachas have to do with Sidur HaPas, it's only from Lisha and on its mutter. Others say that the reason you can't do these malachas because they're normally done for more than just one day. You do normally do Ketzira for extended period. It's not Ochel Nefesh for that day normally, so therefore it wasn't included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Okay. But on Shabbos, for sure, since it's the rice. So where it says, Chadik Zerahi, Lo Shetei Zug Zerah Delo Leisi Lidei Peres Hanoshim. It's not that they made a separate Zerah on Be'er Shenolda, because you may come to eat fruit that came off the tree. And that's a Zerah of Zerah. Elek Shenimnu V'gozra Peres Hanoshim Af Beitzo Hoysov Amashma. When they made the gzeira on fruit that fell off the tree, they included eggs that were laid. It's all part of the original gzeira. The afal gavles b'mishum klisha, mihu mechlal gzeiras chachamim hoysa sha'afu pri anosha. They included that in the gzeira, that if we let you eat eggs that are laid, you may come to pluck fruit off the tree. Okay.
Even the ones from mutter, one's from isser.
What?
Even the one is from mutter and one's from isser. The tree is isser, but the chicken is mutter.
Yeah, it's similar. We're including this as Peres Hanoshim. That's what Rashi says. Right? Still, it's what's it called? They ushered it because when they ushered Peiros HaNoshim, this is one of the Peiros HaNoshim. Okay. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Gzeiru Mishum Mashkim Shezovu. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the reason that the egg is ushered according to Beis Hillel is because of the Gzeiru, because of Mashkim Shezovu. Rashi Mishum Mashkim Shezovu. The Kaimalon Asurim Lebo Beyom. If you have, grapes or olives, and liquid comes out of them by itself on Shabbos, so that liquid is also to eat. Because we're afraid that if we let you drink that wine or that use that oil, you're going to come to squeeze more, and squeezing olives and grapes is an issur d'oraisa. V'myotzu k'disnan, v'myotzu mi'afen asurim, u'beitza no midam yelahu shezova v'yotzus mikom shoysa balua. The bay is similar to liquids that were absorbed into the fruit, and then, were laid, the egg is laid, it's like the fruit coming out, the juice coming out of the fruit. Omrali Abaya Mashmu Shizovul Time of Mai Gzera Shemi Yischol. He goofa Gzera, Vanon Nekum Gzera, Abaya, same question over here. Lachar is Gzera L'Gzera. We're afraid if you'll eat an egg that was laid, you'll come to drink juices that came out by themselves. And that itself is only Gzera because we're afraid you'll squeeze the fruit. So it's Gzera L'Gzera. Or it says, Kulachad Gzera. No. When they assert juices that came out of fruit, they included an egg in that too, because similar to juices that were swallowed up in the fruit, the egg was swallowed up in the tarnagolas. Now it comes out, it's similar to the fruit, to the juices from the fruit, and therefore they ushered it at the same time. Rashi, Shema Yischot, Uschitas Peres, told us the Doshi. Squeezing juices out of fruit is a told of Dosh. Just like Dosh, you take the fruit out of the husk. Here you take the juice out of the husk, which is the fruit. I explained before, Rashi says. So now the Gemara says, so now we have four different tamim for the Mishnah. Right? We had Rav Nachman, yeah, that... what's it called? The reason was because of Nolad, Mukta, and it's talking about a Tarnigolis that is set aside for laying eggs, and that's why it's the egg is also Mukta, and on that the Gemara Sakasha, if that's the case, then make the Machlokas by the chicken, or make it by both. That was the Kasha on what's it called, Rav Nachman. Then Rabba said the reason is because of Hachana. Right, talking about a chicken that's set aside for eating, but the egg is muchan on Shabbos for Shabbos, and it's also on a regular Shabbos and Yontif because of the Gzera. That was Rabba, and then we had the two, Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, right, if it's a Gzera because of either Peiros HaNoshrin or because Mashkim Shezovu. Zemar says, Kuluk Rav Nachman Lo Amrei Kikush. Now, everybody didn't say like Rav Nachman because of the kasha, that if it's talking about a chicken that's set aside for laying eggs, and the reason is mukta, argue about the chicken and the egg, not just the egg. Karaba no milo amri hachona leslo. They didn't hold like Rabba because they don't hold of Rabba's halacha of hachona. They don't learn that you need hachona for Suda, Shabbos, and Yontif from a weekday. Eller Rav Yosef, my time alone with Rav Yitzchak. Why didn't Rav Yosef say like Rav Yitzchak? Why did he have to say, because of Peiros HaNoshrim, why didn't he say, because of Mashkim Shezovu? Omer lecho, beitza uchlo, peiros uchlo. Lafuke mashkim, delav uchlo. No, it's more comparable to the case of fruit falling off the tree than the case of juices coming out of the fruit. Because an egg is food, and the tarnigolis is food. And the fruit is food. Masha enkein, juices are liquids. So it's not similar to the case of liquid. They wouldn't make a gzeira on an egg because of liquids that came out of a fruit. That's why Rav Yosef didn't say like Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak, my time alone with Rav Yosef, why didn't Rav Yitzchak say like Rav Yosef that the gzeira is because of Peiros HaNoshrin, not because of Mashkim Shezovu? Omer lecho, beitza bluo, Mashkim bluin. Lafuke Peiros, the megalo, the kaimu. No, the egg is more similar to the liquids because the liquids are swallowed up into the fruit and then they come out. so too the egg is swallowed up in the body of the chicken, and then it comes out. Masha'en kein, fruit that falls off a tree is not swallowed up anywhere. They're, both of them you can see both of them even when it's connected to the tree. Rashi. Kulu Rabba da oki masnisa mishum hachona. Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak d'okmua mishum gzeira, k'rav Nachman lo amrei mishum mukta ki kushin. Ki deparchin en le'el, lif begu betarbay. They both didn't say like Rav Nachman because of the kasha we had in Rav Nachman. If the machlokas is because of nolad and mukta, tell me the machlokas by the chicken also. U'mashkin lav uchla hilka kishizor u'mashkin shizor u'hoysa beitzo u'mashkin. Rav Yosef holds that mashkin, shezavu, are not similar to the beya, because this is a solid, this is a liquid, it wasn't part of the original gzeirah. Shari enu mashka, aval b'chlal peris anoshin hoysa. But he holds that when they made the gzeirah on fruit that fell off the tree, that it was included. Blua v'socha tarnigolis v'zava l'chut. Rav Yitzchak called, no, the egg is more similar to the mashkin, because just like the mashkim are swallowed up inside the fruit, the egg is swallowed up inside the chicken. Umashkim bluin, b'charzim v'zovin, v'zovin l'chutz. The mashkim are also inside the meat of the grape, and then they flow to the outside. Da'afuke peris to megalo v'kaimu, hilkach nishirat sabetz, alab b'chlal nishirat saperos. Masha'in came, the fruit on the tree is you can see it. And that's not like the egg, therefore that wasn't included in that gzera. Okay. After Rabbi Yochanan saw gzera mishum mashkim shezavu, Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the reason why Beis Hillel says that the egg is also is because of mashkim shezavu. The Rabbi Yochanan Rami, because Rabbi Yochanan brought a contradiction. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Astir of Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda, Umishani, and he answered it. And from the fact that he asked the question to begin with, obviously he held that the reason for our Mishnah is because of Mashkim Shezavu. How do you know? It's not Tanan. Ain Sochtin Saperus Lotzim in Mashkim. Vim Yotzim Yasmin Asurim. You're not allowed to squeeze Perus on Shabbos to take out the Mashkim, but if they came out by them, and if they came out by themselves, they're awesome. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im la ochlim hayotzim lehem mutter. Im la mashkin hayotzim lehem asur. Rav Yehuda says no. If you intended to eat these grapes, they're eating grapes, and the mashka came out by itself, we're not afraid you're going to squeeze them because you didn't intend to squeeze them for their liquid altogether. But if you intended to have these grapes for squeezing wine from them, right, and then the mashka came out by itself, then Rav Yehuda agrees that the wine is asur because we're afraid you'll end up squeezing more. Alma. Call Ochlin Rabbi Yehuda Uchle Da'afrasu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that where the thing is set aside for food, then the thing that the liquid that comes out is not awesome. It's just food that came from food. It doesn't have a din of a mashka. It's food because you intended it for eating, not for squeezing. V'raminu, and Rabbi Yochanan asked on this, right? V'od Omer Rabbi Yehuda Masne Odom Al Kalkola Shel Peros V'yontif Rishon V'Ochle V'Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda said that a person can make a tnai on a basket of fruit that he didn't take off Trumas and Maisers. He can make a tnai on what's it called, and on Yontif Rishon, and eat it by Yontif Sheni. Right, what's the case? You have 2 days Yontif. Each one's, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. And each day may not be Yontif, may yes be Yontif. If the first day's Yontif, the second day's not Yontif. The first day's not Yontif, the second day's Yontif. So you have fruit on the first day Yontif that you didn't take off Trumas and Maisers. You can't take it off on Yontif. So what you do is you make a tnai. And you say, if today is not Yontif, I'm taking off Trumas and Maisers today. If today is Yontif, then what I'm saying is meaningless. And then you do the same thing the next day. You say, if yesterday was Yontif, then today I'm taking off Trumas and Maisers. If yesterday was Chol, then it's already, the Trumas and Maisers already are taken off. Right? So, and Mamanif Shach, it's Mutter on the second day. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Chain Beitza Shanolda Barishon Tochal B'Sheni. And similarly, right, an egg that was laid on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, can be eaten the second day, because Mamanif Shach. Either it was laid on Chol, or today is Chol. Right? The second day is mutter nemanishach. Because if the egg that was laid yesterday was yontif, then today is chol. I could eat the egg the next day. You can't eat it on yontif. I could eat it the day after yontif. If the day before was not yontif, then it was laid on a weekday. So I can eat it on yontif. So you can eat a beyish and old on the first day, on the second day. Umeshani Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, what's it called? You see over here, that what's the question? Right? That what's it called? The question's from the Beitza. Why should the Beitza be mutter? Why should the Beitza be osur on the first day? Right? It should be mutter even on the first day. Because it's uchla diafras. Right? It's the chicken and the egg are set aside for eating. And if you have grapes that are set aside for eating, the juice is mutter. So why isn't the egg mutter? So you see from Rabbi Yochanan, the Estakasha, that Beitza Shanolda and Mashkim Shazavu are the same halacha. Umashani Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan answered the question, Mukhlef is Hashita. Switch around the, what's it called, the original machloka. See which one Rashi says, which one. Okay, Le'adodi, Shmami Nochat Tamahu. It's the fact that Rabbi Yochanan asked the question from Beitza Shanolda on Mashkim Shazavu, Mashkim, that they have the same reason. Otherwise, what's the question from Mashkim Shazavu to Beitza Shanolda, unless they're also for the same reason? Rashi. The Im Yotzim Yatsan Asurim, Bo Biyom, Gzeir Hashem Yizchot. They're also to eat that day, because we're afraid that if we let you drink the wine that came out by itself, you'll drink more, what's it called, you'll squeeze more grape juice. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If you set aside these grapes for eating, then even if liquid came out, you're allowed to eat it. Since you didn't intend it for liquids, the liquid came out, we're not afraid you're going to squeeze more. You didn't intend to squeeze this to begin with. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's food, it's not set aside for liquid, then it's what's called mutter. They ain't no bechlav gzeiras mashkin shezavu, and it's not part of the gzeira of mashkin shezavu. That's the case. An egg surely should be mutter. Va'odom Rabbi Yehuda la'el minei tznan meseches erivin Rosh Hashanah shayyori shemit tesaber v'yu shnei yomim tovim ma'ariv odom shnei ruvin. Right. This is going on the Mishnah in erivin. That says if Rosh Hashanah, you're afraid there's going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the witnesses won't come the first day and you're going to have 2 days. So you can make 2 Eruvin with a Tanai. For the first day, an Eruv, and the second day, an Eruv. The Ksavish Tekedush, so saying, Echad Chol Vechad Yontif. Because this man, the Omer, holds that Rosh Hashanah is 2 separate Kedushos. It's like any Yontif, where it's a Safik. It's not a Yumarich. It's not considered 1 day. It's considered 2 separate days, and each one is a Safik. Maybe today's Yontif. Maybe tomorrow's yontif. The lo yadin and high chol v'hayyontif. Mas noemako. And on that, the Mishnah goes on. The Mishnah says a person can make a tanai on the first day and eat the fruit on the second day. L'hom milsa havishtei kedushos, because it has a din of 2 separate kedushos. Each day is a suffix yontif or not. Hoyselo kakolish operis tevel. V'shochach v'lo isra me'erav yontif. Person forgot to take off trumas and maisus erav yontif. And now it's the first day of Yontif, and you can't take off Trumas Amaisus. Usnan in Magvi and Trumas Amaisus beYontif. So Ma'aser beYontif itnai. He can take off Trumas Amaisus on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and with a tanai. But Omer im Hayom Chol ulamocher Kodesh Yuelu Trumas Amaisus alevu. If today is Chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, then I'm taking off Trumas Amaisus. Now, vim Hayom Kodesh ein betvorei klum. However, if today is Yontif, I don't mean that my word should have any effect. So I didn't take off Trumas and Maisus. Venosin Bohem Simon, and he marks them, which part was the part that had it been Chol, these would be Trumas and Maisus. Ulam Machras, Chol Zerva Omer Kain, and the next day says the same thing. Im Hayom Chol, Ve'esmol Kodesh, Yuelu Truma. If today is Chol and yesterday was Yontif, so that Trumas and Maisus haven't been taken off, now I'm taking off Trumas and Maisus. Alashar. But if today is Kodesh, and yesterday was Chol, Harinasa Truma Me'esmo, then the Trumas and Maisus already were Chal from yesterday. And Monavshach, you can eat them now. The Ochlo B'Sheini, and the same thing with a Be'esh, and Olda B'Rishon, you can eat Monavshach on the next day. Havishtei Kedusha, so Echad Chol, Echad Yontif. Because it's not considered like one long Kedusha. It's considered two separate days. Each one's a Sofik. So if the egg was laid on Yontif, today is Chol. If the egg was laid on Chol, and today is Yontif, you can eat an egg that was laid on Chol on Yontif. Right? Then Hanol the Berisha, Muteris B'Sheni. Somewhere it says B'Sheni in Berisha Lo. But Mashman, it's only Mutter on the second day, Mimonashach. But on the first day, it's awesome. Right, Bechara, that means that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the Isra Be'ish and Olda V'yantif, like Beis Hillel. Alma kol midi dezob mkom v'yantif, filu uklo asr. And the reason is because it's like, what's it called, Mashkim Shazavu. And if it's like Mashkim Shazavu, it's an ochel, why should it be asr, according to Rabbi Yehuda? U'meshani Rabbi Yochanan mukhlefes ha-shita. Shita san mishna de'ein sochtin ve'ekvuch de Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you have to change around the mandi omrim in the mishna de'ein sochtin. It's the Rabbanan who hold that if it's set aside for food, it's mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda holds even if it's set aside for food, it's still asr. You have to switch around the mandi omrim. There are other Rishonim who say that you switch around the mandi omrim in the, what's it called, in the other Mishnah. The Mishnah in Erevin. But the way Rashi learns, Tosfos also learns, you switch around the Mishnah in what's it called, in the mandi omrim in the Mishnah in Shabbos. Since Rabbi Yochanan asked the question from what Rabbi Yehuda holds by Mashkim Shezavu to what he holds by Be'er Shenol the Beyantiv, obviously they have the same reason. Shema Minoch Ad Taimu Umanda Asar Baha the Shari Baha, Shari Baha. The one who's Matir, what's it called, Mashkim Shezavu, when it's Omid La'ochlin, is the one who's Matir Be'er Shenolda. And the one who holds it, it's Asar, holds its Asr here, but you see that the reason is the same reason that Rabbi Yitzchak said, because of Mashkim Shezavu.